We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
9 o'clock. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. And our next guest is a familiar voice. If you're here in the studios now, he's a familiar face. He's a co-host of the WIP Morning Show once a week. If you're a basketball fan, a Sixers fan, a Nets fan, you know him very well. His name is Billy King, and he joins us. Billy, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good, Billy. I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Are you, Billy?
I am at the beach in Delaware.
Nice.
I'm sitting right now on the back deck and looking out to the bay. I can see Ocean City off in the distance there. Beautiful sunrise here.
Nice. And we're here, and I'm here with Jan Janssen. Thank you,
There's
Billy.
Nothing wrong with me, Al. That's not nice at all. Billy, speaking with you, obviously I'm thinking of the Sixers and Nets, and of the two current Sixers and Nets teams, these are two playoff teams right now who have rosters of players who are viewing this return two completely different ways. Sixers, as we found out yesterday, right now everybody has bought in. Everybody will be going to Orlando. The Nets, some guys tested positive for coronavirus. Others are just opting not to participate. They're going to have barely any of their starting five even going. Billy, how difficult is it to sell to your team to finish out a season under these type of circumstances?
Well, I think if you're one of the teams that view yourself as a championship contender team, it's easier to sell. I think the Sixers still believe they have a chance to win a championship, so those guys are anxious to kind of continue on that quest. If you're a team that is in the bottom, like the Nets or the A's, you know, that aren't playing that well, as you start looking and say, we really can't beat the Lakers, we can't beat Milwaukee, we can't beat some of these top teams. Why am I going to go down there and quarantine? And so I think that's what you're seeing in a lot of teams. I think that's why they did take all 30 teams, because the other 8 teams knew they had no shots. So they think, why are we going to go and play 10 games for, with no chance of even playing the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. Is it a stretch to say this might be the most difficult title to win in NBA history?
I think it is, just because naturally, players' bodies in the NBA and all pro sports, they gear up for the start, and then they know it's a grind, and then the playoffs start, and then when they stop, their bodies stop. After 2 weeks, their bodies start to, it must be off-season mode. And I think that's where a lot of the guys were. And even if they're trying to run on a treadmill, stay in shape, their bodies eventually say, I'm not at that peak competition level of practice and grueling. So it goes in that off-season mode. So now they've got to get themselves back into season mode, and quickly, because there's only 10 games in a short period and you're going to be playing playoffs. So that's what's going to be interesting, is how guys will be able to convince their bodies that this is, the season continuing on.
Brett Brown said yesterday, he kicked off media availability yesterday, and individual workouts are going on right now. And 1 week from today, the Sixers jump on a plane and depart for Orlando. But Brett Brown got it started yesterday, and he said exactly what you'd expect. He said Joel Embiid's been working out 6 days a week. Ben Simmons is, to his knowledge, now healthy. And we all know, roster construction or not, the Sixers will go as far as those two can take them. Billy, when it comes to young players with tremendous talent, and in some cases trying to get them to mature as a professional, how do you as a GM approach that when it comes to your interactions with them?
Well, you've got to do a lot of things showing them what it takes. I know when we were in Philly, I think it was my second year or first year when, you know, we didn't make the playoffs. I told Alan she should go to a playoff game, and so got him tickets to a Knicks-Miami playoff game because I wanted him to see the environment. It's different than watching on TV, but I wanted him to go and sit, and the NBA gave him great seats, and he was sitting close because, you know, it's a different environment. And I think you've got to find ways. You've got to figure out what motivates each individual player. There's always something that motivates them, and you've got to push those buttons every day. That's what the great coaches do at the NBA level, the Phil Jacksons, the Red Auerbachs, the Greg Popovich. That's what they do. They find out what motivates each individual because it's not one message that's going to motivate the whole team.
Right.
And so that is what you've got to do is spend time knowing what you know, makes Ben Simmons tick, what makes Joel Embiid tick, and constant, you know, doing that, whether it's the coach, the GM in concert together. And I think it's got to be the coach and GM. You can't have ownership trying to do that because they're not in the trenches. They're not there every day. It's got to be their teammates. It's got to be the general manager. It's got to be the ownership. It's got to be the training crew. Everybody's got to be working together because it's a grind, and you've got to find the buttons to push.
Billy, Al and I were talking a lot yesterday about just the bubble in general and how if you have a team you feel can go the distance and you start making that run, you could be there upwards of beyond 3 months, which is, I mean, that's a long time to be away from, you know, life in general. You're confined within the bubble, whether you at some point have some family members stay with you or not. But we had some fun with one aspect of it, because Stephen A. Smith, was on ESPN, obviously, when he said this. He saw one major flaw with the design of the bubble at Disney. I want you to take a listen.
I mean, somebody's got to say it. Somebody's got to say it. You really, really think that people are going to be without their wives or their woman? Okay? I mean, the guys that are married without their wives, the guys that ain't married without their woman, you really, really think they honor in a bubble for 3 months and are going to deprive? Somebody got to tell the truth.
Stephen A., they've set up ping pong tournaments.
They're allowed to bring their significant other down there after a month.
Billy, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, Stephen A. had to say it. I guess he says, you know, that's going to be the challenge. I think it is. I mean, it's, you know, when you do a training camp, it's, you know, when we used back in there, we used to go away for 7 days. But very rarely are these guys away from their significant other, whether it's wife, girlfriends, for that long period of time. And that's going to be the challenging thing, is being in that bubble for that long. I think the excitement of getting there will be great. They'll be, this is going to be great. We're there. They'll play a bunch of golf. They'll play cards. But once they get into week three, they're going to start saying, I can't eat this food again. I can't. I don't want to play golf again. You know, I've taken enough money from you. And that's going to be the challenge. How do you find something else for them to do? Because during the NBA season, they're traveling. So if the Philadelphia 76ers, they're here for 3 or 4 days, and they go to the next city. So there's always a constant change. And that's what's going to – when I was with the Olympic team, I think when it was in Athens, Greece, I think it was 2004, and the team was on the Queen Mary 2, and I stayed on there. I was on there for 5 days, and I was going crazy after 5 days. That's a huge ship.
Right.
But it was – I mean, after a while, I was like, you know, I was losing my mind on that ship.
Well, I would assume you're implying that, not saying, but I mean, you can envision at some point you're probably going to have a player or two or several sneak out at a certain point and hope to not get caught. Would you say that's a fair assessment, Billy?
No, I don't think you'll see guys sneak. I think security is going to be so tight, it's going to be almost impossible to sneak out that property. Right. It really is. And if guys do, then they know they're going to be done. They're going to be out, and you know, they got to wait 2 weeks to come back in. Now, there may be guys that are in a playoff hunt and realize that, okay, I don't have a shot at this, and you know, we're down, you know, 3-0. Like I'm going to take a run off the reservation now.
Right. Right. Billy, final question I have for you. I need you to go back to your GM days. And I know this, you know, this is a horrible situation we're all in, but if it happened back when you were the general manager of the 76ers, how much sleep would you lose trying to keep Allen in the bubble for upwards of 3 months?
Well, you know what? I would have left it to the NBA security and our team security. And you know, the one thing I would have said to Alan, I said, Alan, remember, if you leave this bubble, you will not be able to play in the games. and they're not joking. I said, so, you know, we can find places within this grounds here that for you to have.
You all get to play games. I think the threat of not being able to play games would have, Now, within the bubble,
where he was with the bubble, but I don't think he would have left just for the fact that he loved playing games so much that he would not have put that in jeopardy.
Right. The great Billy King. Billy, are you barbecuing while you're in Delaware?
No, I'm not. I didn't bring the grill down. I will this weekend, though, John. I will, I don't know if I'll post. I gotta wait and see what Derek Gunn posts first before I follow up. You know, because I gotta see what he puts out there first. I don't want to be ashamed. You know, so we've got we've had a fun competition or going back and forth. But I always like to let him post first. Or if I think I got something really good, then I post. Because I know he can't top it.
Billy, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
It's getting warm out here, actually. Guys.
Yeah, real nice, real nice. Billy, thanks,
rub it
man.
In.
That's real nice. I didn't know that Billy was a big barbecue guy, Al.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Derek Gunn, we know, you know, if you know anything about Derek Gunn, he's a huge, he does everything on the barbecue. I didn't know Billy was into that same, into that scene. I feel.
Any competition.
What?
Well, he just gets involved in competition.
That's what it is,
Gunn's
huh?
There and it's, yeah. The problem is it's when you are. Went to Duke when you barbecue. It's there. You have to have the proper attire, the barbecue attire. You got to have the video of
the Beach and Yacht Club attire.
The Duke shirt on. You know, the little devil guy there.
You have to let everybody know you're from Duke when you enter the scene.
He came in here the other day with a Harvard shirt on.
What? No, he didn't.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What'd you say to him? I know you said something.
No, I said I just let it go. Like I mean, can dream, can't you?
Jeff in Phoenixville's on WIP. How are you, Jeff?
Good morning, guys. I hope you guys are going to have a great weekend. Best you can.
You too, Jeff.
Hey, yeah, about the whole going to a game, count me out. I mean, I don't know when the heck I'll ever go back, personally. Mm-hmm. It's partly because I'm a highly compromised person with a transplant.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm not probably going to do that anytime soon. It's a shame because I usually go to one or two Sixers games a year, and my wife's got me a ticket to Eagles games one.
Right.
Once a year, past several years, you know, as a birthday present, and you know, sign the waiver. I don't care. I wouldn't do it, you know, because like others have said, you're not going to have social distancing. People are going to be spewing when they're screaming and stuff. It's just it's going to be very uncomfortable.
It's a shame too, because it all it takes is a handful of people to ruin it for everybody. And
yeah,
and this is certainly one of those situations. Granted, a handful of people might be a few hundred, but when you have 25,000, you know, that handful of people is all it takes.
And it's funny, you know, because I can tell you, I've been I've been into the store since February. In the single digits, and the few times that I have gone, my wife and I have gone, we've gone late when there's very few people there.
Right.
And the few times we've gone, you know, somebody confronts somebody else about the mask thing, and it's just like, yeah, we don't even want to be here because something's going to go down. And it's just uncomfortable.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. Jeff, do you have a winner or weasel for us?
I have the best one, and that's why I'm calling, because Al's judging it. WIP Zone. Well, let me just right here. Worst take of all, I'm a Sixers fan, but even I know that this guy was a dope for saying it. WIP's own Tom Kelly for saying Larry Bird was overrated.
Oh!
Al went off on him, and that was one of the best flap-over mornings because it is the worst take of takes because I hate the Celtics, but Larry Bird was a killer back in the 80s. Oh, my God, he was a killer.
Ooh, Jeff, hang in there. You struck a chord with Al Morgani. You're the front runner right now. Al, I didn't hear the conversation, but my understanding is during the lapover show, TK was in for Big Daddy Graham.
Yes.
And he, for whatever reason, got into Larry Bird and said that he was overrated.
Because he's been watching the old tapes of games, and everybody looked slow. He basically said everybody was overrated, but especially Larry Bird was just overrated.
Oh.
Never be able to play now.
The pride from French Lick?
I can't even. I was mortified.
I
fully expect him to be at one of those parties in Alabama with a take like that.
Did you yell at him?
No, I'm not one of those believers that everything in the past was better. But I mean, there's certain people that just, yeah, I don't understand how you can have that. You could be a fan of nothing more than rodeo and watch Larry Bird play bad. I didn't realize how did he possibly say this guy's overrated? I mean, if aliens came down and watched certain things, if aliens came down and never saw a game of hockey and saw Gretzky, they would realize that guy's good. Mm-hmm. If aliens watch basketball, what does it take?
So what does that say about TK then?
What the hell is that, by the way?
Oh, it's a weasel.
Oh, it's a weasel. Oh.
I don't know. I mean, some people just don't want to like anything from the past, I guess.
Okay.
I don't understand.
There are people who say that, Al, and I know that my dad's always made a stance where people will say music was just good back in the day. My dad said, you're just old then. Like, you don't listen to anything new. You got to
broaden your horizons.
Yeah, but nobody's taking away anything from LeBron or, but I mean, Larry Bird, my Lord.
215-592-9494 is how you get involved. We have two segments to go. Plenty of time to take your calls. Winner of the week, I have as Brett Brown. All you got to do is top it. The suggestions have been Bryce Harper and Maya Moore, the WNBA player. Weasel of the week, I have as Matt Klentak. The NHL running their draft lottery, Adam Silver and Tom Kelly have been suggested to top the weasel of the week. Wonderful prizes on the line. Now would be the time to do it. It's 9:17.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.